This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Immigration policy has been one of the most brutally fought political battles of the last decade. Michigan's business groups and others recently signed a Michigan Immigration Compact that calls on common sense reforms. It's almost hard to remember what that might mean, but for many families and businesses, the stakes for immigration policy are still very high. With us to talk more about the compact is Andy Johnston, Vice President for Government and Corporate Affairs with the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here, April.
And Steve Tobachman, a former state representative and founder and executive director of Global Detroit. Steve Tobachman, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having Andy and I.
What does the compact call for? Can you explain a little bit further what we mean when we say a common sense approach to immigration issues?
Sure. I mean, first, I think the compact recognizes that this is a federal responsibility. There's a lot we need to do to improve the system, and we're calling on the congressional delegation to work to enact immigration policies that improve the system, keep our communities safe, protect our borders, and facilitate trade. It also highlights, you know, the economic benefit and how Michigan needs robust workforce policies that prioritize attracting and retaining international talent. It calls for the sensible path forward, you know, reflecting, you know, these long-established values and also the critical role that immigration has played in our history and our economy so that we can move forward for those who want to contribute, those of good character who pay taxes and are committed to becoming fully participating members of our society. We also want more of a stable regulatory environment. And we're doing it because we really view that if we get this right, it will only be to our competitive advantage.
Steve, what sectors would you say have been hit hardest by the immigration crackdowns or even just the slowdowns that we've seen in recent years?
It's really across the board, because what happens when even we settle, say, fewer refugees in our communities, we see that there's less spending going on. When there are less international students attending our colleges and universities, it has a twofold impact. One, it decreases the amount of spending that goes on in our university communities for room and board and for tuition that help keep tuition rates low for Michiganders. But it also chokes off that supply of high-skilled STEM talent. And so it's a huge impact across the board, but particularly in areas of STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, those high-tech jobs, advanced manufacturing jobs, but also we see it in agriculture and our service industries as well.
Andy, what do you see the immigration slowdown meaning for Michigan's small businesses? I mean, what does this look like in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, I mean, with some of the issues with refugees, that was particularly concerning to us because, you know, over the past decade, we've hired 3,500 refugees across a number of businesses here in the area. So that's a real concern, again, when, you know, workforce and talent shortages are the number one issue we hear time and time and again for our members. That's critical. But for small businesses, it can also impact small business growth, because oftentimes new Americans are the risk takers, those willing to start new businesses, often Main Street businesses, and we need to continue that important entrepreneurial activity.
Is it a tough sell to ask elected officials of either party, really, to stand up and support the reforms that you're asking for, given the nationalist wave that swept President Trump into office? I mean, moderate Republicans have certainly been primaried for less.
I think the most significant thing, I mean, the biggest thing we need is a comprehensive change on this outdated system that we've been living with for decades. But we're trying to bring, you talk about the messaging, we're trying to bring the data that can hopefully alleviate those concerns so we can focus on what the real impact is. And also remind folks that the story of Michigan, the story of, you know, the United States, has been immigrants coming here and greatly contributing to the success of our country and our state. And that's why people can find a lot of this data at mycompact.org and hopefully make decisions for themselves. And our goal is going to be to educate our delegation on that new Americans contribute more in taxes than they take out in safety net services. You know, those are the kinds of data points that I think are helpful for people making the right decisions.
I think that immigration can be a winning issue politically, and I think it is. It's just the right tone on immigration. And so there's lots of polling to suggest that the American public does not want to see kids in cages, does not want to see families separated at the border, does not want to see raids on good, hardworking people. At the same time, they are concerned about their economic future and don't favor unfettered immigration and no border security whatsoever. And so it's, I think the compact is in line with where the American people want to go, and that immigration, which is now polling as the number one issue for all kinds of demographic groups in the presidential election. So this is an issue that people can't run from, that getting the right tone, one that is comprehensive, as Andy says, that fixes a broken immigration system, that creates economic opportunity for Americans and create legal pathways for those who want to pursue the American dream, is a necessary component of anybody running for federal office at this point.
Is it more difficult to break through on this issue at a time when many economic indicators, you know, the coronavirus stock roller coaster notwithstanding, is it difficult to break through on this issue when many economic indicators are looking pretty strong?
I would say that what we've seen across Michigan and across the Midwest and the Rust Belt in general is a recognition by chambers of commerce, by economic development practitioners, and by state and local officials of both parties, whether it was Rick Snyder here in Michigan or John Kasich in Ohio, that welcoming immigrants and bringing them into the community in ways that create jobs and create opportunities is a winning issue. And you're seeing more and more local electeds and more business groups and more people say that we need common sense immigration reform and being willing to stand up. So my experience over the last decade at Global Detroit is that we've seen an increasing number of folks who normally haven't been advocating on immigration coming to the table and saying, we want America to be a prosperous country. And we recognize that here in the Midwest, immigrants have been enormous contributors, have been the source of all our population growth, are starting companies, are vibrant sources of entrepreneurship, and are the workforce that we need to meet an aging workforce in a state that's having a hard time attracting young talent from outside the state.
Well, just to build off what Steve's saying, I mean, you know, the Grand Rapids Chamber was excited to help bring together this really diverse coalition of business and industry leaders, and I think that really speaks to the need that's out there and how imperative it is that we and our legislators all understand how drastically immigration impacts our economy. One of the messages we'd love to get out is that if you and your organization want to sign on to the compact to add your company's name to the growing chorus of folks calling for comprehensive immigration reform, you can sign on to the compact as well at mycompact.org.
I would just add that the compact represents a watershed moment in my mind of Michigan's business community stepping to the plate and saying that they want to be heard on immigration. The chambers of commerce, the groups like Business Leaders from Michigan, Small Business Association of Michigan, the Farm Bureau, and others represent over 20,000 companies and over a million jobs here in this state. And they have said loud and clear that immigration is an important economic issue, and it's important to the future prosperity of Michiganders.
Steve Tobachman with Global Detroit and Andy Johnston of the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, April.
If you'd like more information on the Michigan Immigration Compact, you can find a link on our website.